This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Happy Tuesday. Thank you all so much for joining us today. I'm excited. We have a new chapter to embark on this show. The Jen Psaki circle back era is over, and the KJP era has begun. And this might come as a surprise to people, but I think that this new era could actually bring us more sound bites than the last. Because based off what I saw yesterday, KJP, Karine Jean-Pierre, strikes me as more of a going rogue type of woman. And I can call her a woman because she called herself a woman yesterday. So I don't think I'm mislabeling, and I don't think I'm trying to play biologist here. I'm just going based off her terms. But she seemed like she was answering things on the fly. Now, as someone who has to do a show for 3 hours a day, I love when people in the Biden administration answer things on the fly. I'm very pro-riffing. And Joe Biden riffs a lot, which is why Howie gets to play all those cuts during his show. So seeing that the press secretary is going to kind of come up with things as she goes, great stuff. I want to start with that. We have a lot of news to get to today, and this is breaking. There's no update on the false whipping claims, according to Karine Jean-Pierre. So her latest thing is this, because every press secretary has the tricks of the trade, you know, and everyone has different ones. Jen Psaki's was obviously, I have a couple for Jen Psaki because I watched her all the time. I wrote a lot about her. Not to brag. Far be it from me to humble brag, but I know Jen Psaki pretty well. More than I wish I did. One of hers is obviously the circle back. The circle of life. I'll circle back to you on that. Her other one was context matters. And I would say her third, I'm going to throw this in. This is more for the people. These are the deep tracks, you might say. This isn't, you know, not everyone's going to know this. She also loved to say, as you know, so when she's talking to a reporter to establish the fact that they're both swamp creatures, they've, you know, been in DC forever. They go way back. They're friends. They're part of the Beautiful People Club. They get to go to nerd prom every year and laugh and ha 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 and have champagne. She'll say things like if Jared, let's say I say Jared from AP, go ahead, ask me a question. Go ahead, Jared, ask me a hypothetical. You're the reporter. You get to ask me anything you want.
Why won't the president make us wear masks, Jen?
Well, Jared, as you know, I know you know this because you've worked at AP for a long time. I worked with you back then. She likes to throw that in, you know, just to let everybody know. This is the cool club. You're not involved. Okay? He's asking me a tough question now for the theatrics of it because he has to. But when the cameras are off, we have a beer together. We're friends. Not a beer. Oh, my God. A blue collar. Boomer Rubes. We have a glass of Chardonnay together. And I would say her fourth, Jen Psaki's fourth, was just the...
Have your margarita.
Just the hand motions, you know, the moving of the arms to show that she means business. She's getting things done. The more she moved her arms, the less answers we got. Now, Karine Jean-Pierre is new, and she has a new tactic. And I think what I've read is that she says, I understand the question, but I don't have any answers for you right now. Something along those lines, but I understand the question. In other words, you have been heard. I see where you're coming from. I understand the question, but no, I do not have an answer. Both of those, whether it be circle back or I understand the question, but I can't answer it, don't really get us anywhere. But that's not the point, is it? The point of the press secretary isn't to get us anywhere. It's just to talk and try their very best not to go viral for saying something ridiculous. Unfortunately for KJP, first day out, yesterday was not successful in that sense. We do have a couple of cuts here that we're going to play. I want to start with cut 13, please. This is Karine Jean-Pierre, the new White House press secretary. Jen Psaki has left to go on to greater things. She is going from working as a spin master for Joe Biden to working as a spin master for Joe Biden on a channel that less people watch. Same job, different audience, different amount of people watching. So this is Karine Jean-Pierre.
She gets to sit down at the new one.
Yeah, she gets to be at a desk. Yeah, she gets to be at a desk. She maybe gets to see Dr. Fauci in the green room. I bet the green room will be a huge perk. I have to imagine. You know, I'm sure they have Jared, a fancy coffee machine at MSNBC, don't you think? One that can make all sorts of lattes and Americanos.
It has its own foamer built in.
There's nothing like a good
and
foam.
A steamer.
You know what? I'm very into the cold foam lately. Foam does just make it makes it extra special. I think they'll probably have foam. They'll have some shots of espresso. They'll have some nuts. They'll have some cheeses. It actually does sound pretty good. We gotta start working on that here. But KJP opening day, this is how she did. Let's start with the first cut, cut 13.
I am obviously acutely aware that my presence at this podium represents a few firsts. I am a Black, gay, immigrant woman, the first of all three of those to hold this position. I would not be here today if it were not for generations of barrier-breaking people before me. I stand on their shoulders.
Okay, hold on.
If it were not.
I just want to say that it's your first day on the job. Not really, I don't think, the time to make like an Oscar award winning speech, you know, like thank you all so much. I think that's a little much, but that's fine if that's what she wants to do. The only thing I'm confused about is the fact that she calls herself a woman, because I was told, and I'm just trying to make sense of this. I feel like the meme.
Birthing people.
I feel like the meme of the woman with the equations and the triangles floating around. And she's trying to figure it out.
The what with the equations and the triangles, Grace?
The meme?
You said the woman with the triangles and the equations.
Geez.
You fell into your own trap. Ha ha.
Oh my gosh. I've done it again. This is like my fourth time getting canceled this morning alone. It's exhausting being me, Jared.
Typical birthing person.
Yeah, what can I say? Typical uterus haver over here. So she says that she's the first Black gay immigrant woman. Now, the woman thing is tricky because, let's just establish the fact that this administration is not in a position right now where they should be focusing solely, like the only thing they have is identity politics. You know, it's people do not have the appetite for that right now. People want to see problems being solved. And instead, this administration's focused on like pronouns and, you know, checking off certain boxes. And it's just you have to read the room. You know, people don't have the patience for it. But with that being said, they're hell bent on playing identity politics with the American people. Now, woman, I was told you had to be a biologist to decide that. Karine identifies as a woman. That's wonderful. Now, here's an update, though, on the woman issue. Michelle Obama was tweeting or posting. You know, she's big on hashtag diplomacy. She was posting about Roe versus Wade. The biggest issue right now to the Democrats is Roe versus Wade. And this is the post, one of many. State lawmakers will have the power to strip woman X of the right to make decisions about their bodies and their healthcare. I have a lot of questions. And unfortunately, the only person I can ask these questions to on the air right now is Jared, who I do not think is going to know the answers either. No offense.
Is it not pronounced womanx?
Is that how? That was my question. Latinx, you've told me, is
Latinx, I believe.
Latinx.
Latinx.
This X, though, is in the middle of the word, which does make it trickier for
like
me.
Waxman? Womps?
No, it's W-O-M-X-N.
Oh, Womshan. Or Womhan, if you are in Mexico.
Why do I get the feeling that, like, Joe Biden, you were just making this up as you go?
Oh, it's like Oaxaca, you know, the OAX, ACA, Oaxaca, that region of Mexico. I assume that it's where it comes from.
Well, you know what happens when you assume you make it. You don't make an ass out of you. You make one out of me because I'm up here trying to say it right.
And I don't know how to pronounce her name, but the woman, the girl plays America Chavez in Doctor Strange 2 has a very similar name with an X in it. So,
okay, well, if we can just get some fact checks on that. Is Glenn Kessler here? Do we have Daniel Dale in the studio? This is why we need a green room, because then we would have those people on call.
I think you mean Glenn Kessler.
Well, woman X. Now, I just want to make a point very clear here. If this is tricky for me, and I'm 29, and I am a woman X, imagine how tricky it's going to be for boomers like Howie. I mean, they just mastered Chipotle. And now we're throwing this at them? We're giving them the X factor in the middle of the word? Lower your expectations, people! How many times does the Washington Post have to tell you lower your expectations?
Expectations.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Expectations. Okay. Michelle Obama raises eyebrows by using the word. The word. I don't know.
Woman.
If I was really going to try, give it the old college try. Womix, you little minx. That's all I can think of.
It's like the Lorax, you know?
Yeah. As she says, Roe versus Wade leak means millions will lose right to make decisions about their body. So let me just try to work through this with the audience. Men can't comment on abortion because they don't have uteruses, but men can get pregnant and can identify as women. But if you identify as a woman but are not biologically a woman, you are referred to as woman X, but you are no different than a woman, which can only be defined by biologists. Do I have that correct?
I think you nailed it.
All right. I feel like
Draculations.
I feel like Goodwill Hunting right now. I'm just solving equations on the board. And people are like, wow, you are meant for bigger things than this.
So anyway, my best friend's Ben Affleck.
Yeah. What can I say? Now, speaking of women, any update on the baby formula shortage? No. I'll answer that.
The Federal Drug Administration is all over it.
Oh, yeah. So Biden put out this Twitter video where you can tell he's reading from a teleprompter, or, you know, as we are now, Elon Musk told us the teleprompter should be referred to in its full name, which is Mr. President. Or, I don't know.
Man, it's hard to tell what Biden's doing, if you're totally frank. Yeah, like I feel like
it's the weekend at Bernie's.
The real president is whoever controls the teleprompter. You know, it's like the path to power is the path to the teleprompter. You know, like what because that then he just reads the teleprompter. So you know, I do feel like if somebody would accidentally lean on the teleprompter, it's going to be like Anchorman. It's going to be like QQQ ASDF 123. You know, type of thing.
All right. First of all, Elon might want to put out another tweet saying, if something were to happen to me, just know that kind of thing. Second of all, absolutely true. Thank you, Elon. Good delivery, too, I have to say. And number three, do we know how the teleprompter identifies? Because if I'm going to start referring to it as my president, I would like to know, is it Madame President, Mr. President, President with an X somewhere in it?
I believe Prezixtant.
Prezixtant. Okay. Well, who's ever
president?
We have to figure out who is controlling the teleprompter to know who our president is. I have a feeling, based off how mumbled some of these speeches have been, that the Easter Bunny might be in charge of that teleprompter and has no opposable thumbs.
I was about to say, that's some thick paws typing.
Yeah,
on that,
you know, and that's why it speeds up sometimes. And then sometimes he gets really loud because he's frustrated. The teleprompter's going too fast and it's going too slow.
All those references to candy, penny candies.
You know what, Jared? It's crazy how we just opened the show. And I think we've solved like six of the world's greatest mysteries. I'm not joking. I mean, look at all of these things that we've cracked down on. And we still have 3 hours to go. Isn't that nice? 844-500-4242. We're going to talk about this. We are going to talk about the baby formula shortage. We're going to talk about Black Lives Matter, Elon Musk, UFOs, Tucker Carlson. You name it, we got it. And also gas prices. So don't go anywhere. We got a big show planned. We'll take your calls. 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
Grace Curley. She's the cool kid at the lunch table.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potatoes.
You'll get nothing and I can.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
This is the letter X.
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 Yeah, I'm getting worn down with all of the new words and pronouns. And it's not even that I really care, but I saw a Libs of TikTok video today where the girl was complaining that when she gets compliments on her videos, people say, keep it up, sis, or good work, girl. And she doesn't like that because it's not.
Is that sis, S-I-S, or sis, C-I-S?
S-I-S, like sister. And you know what, Jared? It really brought me to the point where I said, we have so many issues, especially in the younger generations. One of them being that we are, and I include myself in this category, narcissists. The narcissism is out of control. Like, you're getting a compliment from someone and you're going to criticize the way in which you got said compliment. Drives me crazy. All right, now back to the baby formula shortage. We're getting a lot of mixed messages from this administration. What else would you expect? You're not going to expect like a clear vision from them on what's going to happen. And so I want to kind of break this down, but I'm going to take your calls on this. We'll also be talking about a lot of other issues. Let's start with Peggy. You're first up today on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Peggy.
Hi, Grace. Great show again, as usual. I have to say, I was giving this whole situation a lot of thought on my way to work this morning, and I almost found myself talking to myself. And he's so pompous with that mind reading comment. And I tell you, if I had young children again and I, you know, was working and trying to find formula, I would be irate beyond control. I would be calling my congressman. I would be calling everybody. And when I was thinking about that, then I kind of conflated it to all these other issues and scandals and very poor decision-making. You can get on the line, and they're not just like, it's not a one-off. They're all major league problems: inflation, gas prices, formula, the border, Afghanistan, Ukraine, the economy. They're huge. They're all huge in and of themselves. And he has created almost all of them single-handedly by his own administration. I know it's not him. I really believe it's not him making these decisions, but it can't be completely incompetence. It can't be. It has to be. And it's scary because it's almost like it's by design that this formula shortage. I mean, this could have all been avoided. And somebody knew that. And they
hold on, Peggy.
Go the other way.
I really love that call. And I don't have enough time here to play the cut that Peggy's referring to. So I'm going to tease it for the next segment. This came out a couple of days ago and I hadn't heard it. I mean, Biden says so many ridiculous things in a day. But she's right about this mind reader's comment. You know, if he had been a mind reader, he would have predicted this formula shortage. And she's right about the arrogance behind it, because it really gives off the vibes of that was like 4 or 5 days ago. You know, like he doesn't have time for these issues. He can laugh them off. And we'll play that for you. And we'll go into what Peggy's talking about, just the avoidable nature of all of these major, major catastrophes. Don't go anywhere. I want more calls like that. It's 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with more sound. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Biden is speaking live on the Buffalo mass shooting right now. We'll have sound of this in the next segment. He's already brought up Charlottesville and a lot of the talking points that he goes to in situations like this, rather than try to unite or try to bring some sort of comfort or healing to the community. He's going to go there, politicize it. And it's obvious. It's gross. And the question remains, you know, why he's doing this when there's been other mass shootings where he doesn't doesn't find the time to even visit the community. But for this one, he's doing it basically a campaign stop. Normally I wouldn't even say that, but that's what it is. It's really, it's disrespectful to all the family members who are there. And, of course, again, we want to offer our condolences to the families of the 10 people who died on Saturday. Just a horrific atrocity. And, you know, you just wish for once that he would take the high road and not use this as a chance to vilify half the country. But he can't do that. He can't do that. He's too weak. And I'm not going to make people listen to the entire thing. You know, I'll just play the cuts that we get in the next hour. We also have 2A Tuesdays today in the 2 o'clock hour. And we'll be talking about all sorts of things. And right now, though, I want to go back to the baby formula shortage, because I think this is an important topic. I think Biden is trying his very best to not have to answer any questions. I saw a cut of him yesterday walking into the White House, and they said, "When do you think the baby formula shortage is going to end?" And he just, you know, keeps walking along, keeps stumbling along. And the part of this I don't really understand. And our last caller, Peggy, really good call. She brought this up about Biden's comments on being a mind reader. And this goes back to the arrogance of this guy. Every time I start to have pity for him, you know, because he's obviously in cognitive decline. He has no idea what's going on around him. He can barely get out people's titles and their names and people he claims to have known for decades, you know, since 1904, whenever he was first in the Senate. He can't even remember anything now. And every time I get close to feeling bad for him, he'll make a comment like this next one, and I remember why I find him so detestable. This is cut 11, please.
Should you have taken those steps sooner before parents got to these shelves and couldn't find formula?
If we'd been better mind readers, I guess we could have, but we moved as quickly as a problem became apparent to us. And we have to move with caution as well as speed.
So that's him being cute, you know, if we had been mind readers. And whenever a problem like this arises, the man who told us that he was going to be accountable, you know, a president shouldn't pass the buck. A president has to be held accountable. He always has like a little side comment like that, that just gives me the heebie-jeebies. Because I'm like, you can't even for 1 minute act like a president. You have to throw in, if I had been a mind reader. Is that supposed to make the mothers in this country, or I'm sorry, the birthing people in this country feel better? That you came up with what you think is like a funny throwaway line for a reporter? Doesn't make me feel better. Makes me even more angry. I don't even have kids, but I'm angry for these moms who are now driving all over their towns, their states, to try to find baby formula. And this guy, it reminds me of the comment he said when the people in Afghanistan were flying off of the plane onto the tarmac and dying. And he said that was like 4 or 5 days ago. The lack of compassion from this compassionate president, the lack of decency from this classy grandfather in the White House is really appalling. And also, just another layer to this is I don't understand the timeline. Because here we have Biden last week saying, you know, if we had been mind readers, like as if this was totally unavoidable. You know, once again, he's a victim of circumstance. All these things are just happening around him. He is just being failed by all of these big corporations who are just trying to price gouge and twirl their mustaches and make their money, those greedy bastards. That's how he feels about it. But then we have Becerra, who's the head of HHS. He's the HHS secretary. He has no experience. And there's been rumblings that there's a lot of unhappiness with the job he's doing. Believe it or not. Believe it or not, some people don't think he's doing a good job. And listen to what he said about the FDA. Cut 12.
You're satisfied with the government's response throughout this?
From everything I've known, and FDA has kept me apprised of this from last year, we have been moving as quickly as we can.
From last year. Okay.
And can we just say from last year, if you really think about it, we're almost to June. That's midway through this year. Since last year. So we're going on at least 5 months they knew about this.
Yeah, and see
at
where
he... At least 5 months.
Where he messes up is like...
bottom.
He's ruining kind of the Biden standby, which is plausible deniability. You know, we found out about this. If I'm Biden, I'm talking to Becerra. I'm saying, Becerra, we found out about this in the newspaper like everybody else. But you know what? You know what I think the mix-up is, Jared? I think that once again, just crack the code here at the Grace Curley Show. I don't want to give... I'm not saying that we should be accepting any prizes. I don't want a Pulitzer. We didn't make up a Russian hoax. We don't deserve that. But we deserve at least a Profiles in Courage because we are cracking the codes here. I think I understand where this mixed messaging went. Because you're probably thinking, how come Becerra knew about this last year and Biden, you know, is claiming he didn't know anything about it? Well, you'll notice that Becerra mentioned he talked to the FDA. Now, Jared, when you hear Becerra talk to the FDA, you hear those letters, FDA, who do you think he talked to?
He must have talked to the Food and Drug Administration.
Right. And the problem
the agency
is
that exists.
The problem is he's talking to the agency that exists, but our president, President Teleprompter, is talking to another agency, also goes by the FDA. You can understand why it would be confusing. Can I please have who Joe Biden is talking to? This is cut 10.
I understand how stressful it is for parents trying to find a formula to feed their children, which is why my administration is doing everything in our power to make more infant formula available quickly and safely. This is a top priority for us. And today, we took another important step with the FDA, the Federal Drug Administration.
The Federal Drug Administration. So I think what we need to do, first of all, this is first step. I'm talking right out the gates. I'm talking, what time does Biden wake up? 10:30? First thing at 11 o'clock, we sit down and we figure out how can we differentiate between these two, because clearly the letter situation is confusing.
I think it's next to Bam Bam on the Flintstones phone that Joe's allowed him to operate in.
It's too many FDA. It's FDA 1, FDA 2, Federal Drug Administration, Food and Drug Administration. And that's how things slip through the cracks, Jared. You know what the scariest part of that cut is?
Drugs or food.
You know what the scariest part of that cut is? That it's pre-taped. That it was pre-taped. And it was like a fancy, you know, it was like, remember when Jen used to make those videos about pineapple pizza and cats in the White House? It was like one of those pre-taped, curated, set up shots of Joe Biden reading off a teleprompter. And they didn't even catch it, which makes me think that as bad as he is, the Ivy Leaguers who are working with him are just as bad. What are there, no copy editors? No one, this gets through, this reminds me of MSNBC when they were doing the tweet about the math. Oh, he could give $1 million to every American. Like at a certain point, someone in there has to go, hold on a second, guys. There's a mistake here. We might have to rewind. They just put it out there.
And not even that. They transcribed in a Chyron what he was saying. And they let it go. They saw it in print.
Best and the brightest.
So to speak.
This is the best and the brightest. And they're working for you. And they're working around the clock. Joe Biden is working 23 hours a day for you. John, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, John.
Hey, how are you today?
Good, what's going on?
Oh, so much going on. You know the footprint for this is the next they're coming for the guns. They're going to use this mass shooting to try to pass something to come and take the guns so they can completely finish us off. Create a food shortage, create a fuel prices through the roof. People can't afford that. You're going to get the lower income people that can't afford fuel or the food, and we're going to start having a lot of crime, a lot more crime. And then they're going to use that crime as the advantage to maybe declare martial law.
Yeah, I don't want to go too far down the line. Well, Biden is going to call for gun control after the Buffalo shooting. I think he did today in his speech, or at least he plans to. We'll have cuts from that in the next hour. We'll talk to Toby about it as well, because I think a part of this that I find the most jarring is that this mass shooter, I'm not going to name him. I think I did yesterday, maybe said his last name, but I'm really starting to understand the mindset of companies that don't give these mass shooters any sort of name recognition, because that's what they're after. And they're all so deeply disturbed. I don't want to give their name any more attention. But this kid, this 18-year-old, was flagged as far as like mental health concerns And I think that that has to be focused on because, yeah, do you wish that there was a way, and maybe I'm open to hearing ideas on, you know, ways they could have prevented this as far as the selling him the gun. But also, we have to have stuff in place where law enforcement, if they see something like this, if they have this profile that matches a lot of other mass shootings, as far as like he threatened to shoot up a school, there has to be ways to at least try to avoid this. I mean, how many times do we have to see these stories where you go, oh, they had been alerted in the past that he had issues. Nothing was done. I mean, see something, say something. But if you see something, you say something and then nothing gets done. We're back to square one. But I'm going to talk to Toby about it and see what he thinks.
Well, that's how screwed up everything is, because we've had callers on 2A Tuesday who have had their guns taken away under red flag laws because there was a domestic shouting match that they've talked about or something like that. So clearly the precedent's there. In that situation, you could take guns away. But if somebody says, I'm going to shoot up my high school, they don't use the red flag law for that? Because that seems like a huge red flag to me.
And you know what, Jared? You're hitting on a really good point, which is something I think comes up a lot when you get to this legislation, which is putting more laws on the books, while it's going to make things more difficult for people who are following the rules, if you're not enforcing the laws that are already on the books for people like this guy, then putting more and writing more and passing more isn't really going to do anything if you're not going to enforce the ones that are already there. 844-500-4242. Just really quickly, though, back to the baby formula shortage, because I kind of want to wrap this up as we move on to other things. I want to play this Maine mom. She was on WMTW ABC 8. Take a listen to this mom from Maine talking about baby formula. Cut 16.
I never thought that I would see the day that my daughter would lack for anything in America.
Elizabeth Lejeune is a new mom to five-month-old Everly. Due to unsuccessful attempts at breastfeeding caused by health complications, Lejeune turned to baby formula that would soothe her baby's sensitive stomach. After the Similac recall, Lejeune realized it was getting more and more difficult to find formula for Everly.
So we're talking about babies that need to eat.
After searching in three stores and coming up short, Lejeune says she broke down at the empty shelves.
I just stood in a store and wept because it was a terror unlike anything I've ever felt.
When Lejeune does find formula, she says her impulse is to buy them all, but she refrains.
Do I leave one for another mom so that they don't have to stand in an aisle and cry and be terrified like I was that day?
Yeah, and that is where the hoarding comes into play. I mean, you can't blame people. They're frightened. And I was reading a piece today on CNN, of all places, but it was why the baby formula shortage is so terrifying. And it was this woman who was describing some of her troubles in the past as far as her difficulties breastfeeding. And something I noticed, she's talking about how delicate our supply chain is and, you know, all things that are very valid. But again, I noticed in these pieces that someone who does not get brought up at all is Joe Biden. It's like he's not even in charge. It's like all of these things are happening and now we don't have a president. And I just know that if it were somebody else, if it were Donald J. Trump, I think this would be pinned on him. And now it's like, oh, what's he supposed to do? You know? 844-500-4242. We'll be back. We'll take more of your calls. We'll play some more Elon Musk. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Start the afternoon off right.
Now what? Here comes a girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. I'm actually texting with Paul Rizzo right now because I'm looking to get some life insurance. When was the last time you had your insurance audited? Rizzo saved one of my coworkers over $1,700. To get your insurance audited, go to rizzoinsurance.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Do you believe in UFOs?
Do you believe in miracles? Listen, before everyone gets to their phones and calls in, we will do this in a segment today. Jared's going to set it up for us. He is the sci-fi man, and we'll take your calls on whether or not you believe. But for right now, I'm voting. I've actually changed my tune on this over the years. I'm going to vote. Yeah. I believe in life beyond Earth.
63% of the audience believes in UFOs.
I'm going to have to get Kamala Harris on here to tell us about the craters and the moon and space and all that good stuff. Rob, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey there, Grace. How you doing? This is Rob Burke, congressional district candidate out of Milton. And solution is stop giving them baby formula to the illegals.
Yeah, there are pallets of baby formula at the border. The White House says that, you know, this is just part of the law. They have to provide it. But it makes the American people think that America comes last, you know, even in our own country. I don't think they have as much compassion in this administration for that mom from Maine. And that's unfortunate. Thanks for the call, Rob. Jerry, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hey, Grace. Just want to call you out a little bit on the not saying the mass, this kid's name. He has no idea who's talking about him, who's not. Us mentioning him by name doesn't affect him at all, wherever he's being held in prison, and he should never see the light of day again. It smacks a little bit of virtue signaling, which kind of gets me to recoil. But more than that, without this kid's name, we can't discuss him in the greater context, which is trying to defend ourselves from the encroachment of the government, the Democratic government, taking our guns. I can't recall the name of the guy that crashed the Christmas parade. I can't recall the name of the guy that shot up the nightclub in Florida. And part of the reason is because we try not to name him. I can't recall the name of the guy that did the Sandy Hook shooting. And for me, just personally, I think for me it would be beneficial to be able to say, you know, guy A and say his name was mentally, and you know, had a mental issue. Guy B was just a career criminal. Put a face with the name,
yeah,
so that we can...
Hold on, Jerry. I'm just cutting you off there because the music will play and I want to be able to offer a little bit of a rebuttal here. I actually understand your point. As far as the virtue signaling goes, that was not my intention. I'm just trying to figure these things out as I go and deal with them as sensitively as I can. They're horrible atrocities and I just want to do what I think is right. But I see your points. I understand your points. And I'm going to keep thinking about this because you got me thinking. And that's the point of the show. We'll be right back.